Today we celebrate 70 years of Queen Elizabeth II on the throne as the longest reigning monarch in British history. It's also the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples for Christian service. You might know these facts about the Queen. Her Majesty was born on April 21st, 1926. She didn't expect to become Queen, as she was the third in line to the throne. The Queen was on tour in Kenya when she heard that her father, King George VI, had died and that she would become Queen. She was married to Prince Philip on the 20th of November, 1947. And she has an affection for horses and corgis. She's been served by 15 prime ministers. They're facts that perhaps we know. But I wonder if you know something else about Queen Elizabeth. The Queen's motivation for her life of outstanding service can be summed up by one simple word. Jesus. Before we hear the Queen's own words, listen to this reminder from Psalm 2, verses 10 to 11, which our Queen has always done with great zeal. Therefore, you kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. So we're also celebrating the rule of King Jesus today, and thanking God that Jesus has been everything to our Queen during her distinguished reign. In her Christmas address of 2014, Queen Elizabeth said, "For me, the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, whose birth we celebrate today, is an inspiration and an anchor in my life, a role model of reconciliation and forgiveness. He stretched out his hands in love, acceptance and healing." More recently, in the BBC television documentary, where much film was shown from the Queen's own family collection, Her Majesty said, "Faith, family and friendship have been not only a constant for me, but a source of personal comfort and reassurance." The Queen's coronation took place in Westminster Abbey on the 2nd of June 1953, a year after the death of her father. And several important things happened in the service, which I wonder if we might be able to think upon now and would find helpful. As the Queen was presented by the Archbishop to the people, everyone cried out four important words. God save the Queen. These words are always said at the coronation of a British monarch. And we thank God that Elizabeth believes that it is God who saves and helps her. She personally believes this. The Archbishop then asked the Queen if she would govern the people lawfully, justly, and maintain the laws of God, and she swore a coronation oath. I wonder if you can remember how it was that she did that. She placed her hand upon a Bible, and this was what was said to her. "Our gracious Queen, to keep your majesty ever mindful of the law and the gospel of God, as the rule for the whole life and government of Christian princes, we present you with this book, the most valuable thing that this world affords. Here is wisdom. This is the royal law. These are the lively oracles of God." How wonderful that that should be said to a British monarch as they swear their coronation oath. The Queen was also anointed with oil, which links to our Bible passage for today, Pentecost. The oil was to symbolise the Holy Spirit. Thinking of our Acts chapter 2 passage, the disciples, if they were to take the Bible message to the world and proclaim Jesus, needed the Spirit of God to help them. None of them could make Jesus known to the world in their own strength because of the personal cost and the sheer task. And Her Majesty is clear that an important part of service is being willing to sacrifice. Surely the reason she's given so much and so consistently is because she has truly believed that it is God's Holy Spirit who is helping her make daily sacrifices. She has 600 patronages. She is head of state, head of the armed forces, defender of the faith. While most of these things are ceremonial and symbolic, she still has to meet many thousands of people and give of herself. Queen Elizabeth has depended on God's Holy Spirit. Also, Her Majesty was given the orb. And Archbishop Geoffrey Fisher placed the orb into her right hand and said, "Receive this orb set under the cross, and remember that the whole world is subject to the power and empire of Christ our Redeemer." Seems to me that this truth is not just something that Elizabeth has acknowledged, but received personally. Her Majesty knows that she serves a higher king, and she serves him with fear and trembling. Queen Elizabeth also received a sword and a scepter. She received the scepter, representing that for a time she was being given power by God to rule as Queen of the United Kingdom and to serve the Commonwealth and to govern the Church. She was invited to rule justly and with mercy, which is such a striking thing on the world scene today, where that isn't a given. Queen Elizabeth has said, "I cannot lead you into battle. I do not give you laws or administer justice, but I can do something else. I can give you my heart and my devotion to these old islands and to all the peoples of our Brotherhood of Nations." Her personal character and integrity these 70 years have come not from being a perfect person, but by, as she would say, seeking to obey God's laws, following his ways. Finally, the Queen was given the crown, which the Archbishop placed upon her head, saying, "O God, the crown of the faithful, bless, we beseech thee, this crown, and so sanctify thy servant Elizabeth, upon whose head this day thou dost place it for a sign of royal majesty, that she may be filled by thine abundant grace with all princely virtues, through the King eternal, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen." So as we finish, the most distinguishing feature of Elizabeth's reign is her incredible service. But the reason and the power for that service can be summed up in one word: Jesus. And so it is right that we ask ourselves, do we know this same Jesus? Either we can wear the crown, believing that we are the highest authority in our lives, or, like Her Majesty, we can serve him, knowing that Jesus is King. In the end, every person's life and every nation is shaped by its relationship to the reigning Lord Jesus. So I want to ask, will you allow Jesus Christ to be the ruler of your life? Will you allow other things to be on the throne? Those things can creep in subtly, but yet they can be things that come to be on the throne of our life. We can believe that we ourselves wear the crown without acknowledging Christ to be King. And so we thank the Lord for Her Majesty. She truly has served the Lord, as Psalm 2 says, with fear and trembling. Let us hear those words again. "Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling." Thanks be to God for Queen Elizabeth.